Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woostling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Johnson moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Falk reaches second base with a double. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Falk moves to third. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Hodapp steals second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, With the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Hargrave moves to second. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carroll for the out. Hargrave moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott bunts in front of the plate. Hargrave fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Woestling takes first base on ball 4. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Woestling moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woestling scores. Carroll moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carroll scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Woestling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 0 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Averill throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Alexander trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fothergill scores. One out. It's 5-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Woestling hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carroll strikes out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Geringer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jimmy Zinn now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Fothergill steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Fothergill scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Tigers. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gardner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Heilman now playing right field. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Ray Gardner. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. One out. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener now playing shortstop. Glenn Myatt now catching. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Woestling hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Carroll covering. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling fields it and throws to third for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-4, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Woostling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Woostling reaches second base with a double. Hargrave moves to third. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Tavener moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive towards short. Woostling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Zinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Tavener moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Zinn moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-5 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 13-4, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 14-4, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Alexander hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.